This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Residents in southeastern Colorado may have felt an earthquake this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 3.8 magnitude quake occurred in the very early hours just northwest of Pritchett, which is about 100 miles east of Trinidad. Folks in Ordway and Lamar say they felt the quake too, according to a map of self-reported impacts. RTD is upgrading transit stops along its heavily used East Colfax bus lines. New shelters will have sloped roofs, lights, and electronic displays with real-time schedule information. RTD architect Ignacio Correa-Ortiz designed the shelters. He says the shelter walls feature imagery depicting the meeting of the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains.
The idea of place and the reference between Sand Creek and the Front Range, I think it makes it as local as it can be.
The new shelters will be operational within a few months. A former Denver Bronco has been found guilty of attempted first-degree murder after shooting a woman in 2019. Justin Bannon's trial wrapped up Friday. He was accused of shooting a woman in Boulder while intoxicated, claiming the mafia was after him. The victim suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to her right shoulder. The jury also found Bannon guilty of attempted second-degree murder and two assault charges. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Sentencing is set for November. A popular sheepdog event wrapped up Sunday on the Western Slope. The Meeker Classic Sheepdog Championship Trials returned this year after being canceled last year due to the pandemic. Handler Scott Glenn took first place with his border collie, Alice. He says the competition is addictive.
You'll have the odd time, you'll be close to mastering it, but you'll never master it. Because for one thing, there's another beast out there to show you that you're not as smart as you thought you were.
A headstrong sheep almost derailed Glenn and Alice's first place showing by refusing to enter its pen, but the pair rallied to take their share of a $27,000 purse. They'll complete in national championships in Virginia next month. An incoming cold front will bring gusty winds to the Front Range. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.